Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on Thanksgiving Eve. We got a lot to talk about. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. 1 hour from now, the lunch hour with Jason Avant from 12 to 1. We'll guess the takes on a Wednesday that feels like a Friday. You people, a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Bears on Friday. A lot to get to as we discuss the Eagles and this offense as we've been doing all week. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, a lot of people coming into town tonight, biggest drinking night of the year. Make sure you take the right one home. You know, because a lot of people coming home, trying to get some strange, been out of town, ain't been here in a while. You know, just make sure you, you know, make some right decisions.
I think a good message for tonight is just be careful.
I mean, what's wrong with the that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I said that.
But no,
I mean
in everything. I mean, it's a dangerous driving night.
No, take the right one home.
Be
I'm
careful.
Looking at a free.
No, listen. Come on. Can we be grown-ups about this?
I'm trying.
We know what tonight's going to be.
Not for me. I'll be home.
Not for us, Joe.
Yeah, we're old.
We got this lather Vaseline on me. Turkey bowl tonight. But, I mean, you know, like people going to go out. They're going to, you know, coming home. They might try to get some strange or something. Just make sure you take the right one home, man.
Be careful. Just be careful.
Someone tells me you'll be home alone tonight.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I'm talking about the rest of y'all. I'll be at home hell diving.
Yeah, that's what you'll be doing. We're just trying to get everyone right. That's all. That's what we do on the show. All right, 215-592-9494. We also have ComboCon. We'll tell you about how we're giving away a big qualifying prize today, and you can be automatically entered for the grand prize. But here's the bottom line. We're going into a game on Friday, and we have an offense that has struggled the entire season, and they need to get going. And we keep looking at this puzzle, and I'm listening to the press conferences yesterday, and Petullo's being asked the same questions over and over. Jalen's asked the same questions over and over.
They were in the siege a little bit, huh?
Why does the offense stink? Well, I mean, I have the answer. I mean, the answer's right here in front of us all, Hugh Douglas.
What is it?
Well, the answer is quite simple to me. The run game stinks. It comes back to this for me. The Eagles' run game is the biggest issue with the football team. Elliott's going to join us at 11 o'clock. And I heard him yesterday on the afternoon show saying the penalties are holding the team back. All right, well, that's part of it. But that's a small sample of the plays. I mean, I know Sunday was egregious with 14 penalties, but that's not it. Petullo's spinning the penalty. They can't run the football. And I feel like that has been the foundation of the Eagles in the entire Sirianni and Hurts era. And without that, they're stuck. And I look at the numbers, and it's stark. So here's where the Eagles have ranked. I'm going to give you the last 4 years, then we'll get to this year. The first 4 years, 2021 through 2024, of Sirianni and Hurts together. Mm-hmm. Eagles rush rankings, number 1, number 4, number 9, number 2. So they were top 10 every year. And then their points per game those years, 12, 2, 7, 4. So they've had a top 10 rushing attack every year since Sirianni became the coach and Hurts became the starting quarterback. And they have been 12th, 2nd, 7th, and 4th. So basically, aside from 2021 when they had Rager, they've been a top 10 scoring offense every year, top 10 rushing offense. Those two things go together. This year, they are 21st in the NFL in rushing yards. They're 17th in points per game. To me, it's that simple. If they could run the football better, they'd sustain offense, they'd score more points. I have come to peace with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, as to what he is. Okay, he's not great, but he's good.
Yeah.
And if you give him a run game and you give him manageable third downs and he could activate his legs and it could be manageable third downs, they can win football games. They'll move the chains. They'll keep the ball. They'll score enough points. But when you have no rushing game and you say, Jalen, it's all on you, they're not going to score enough points to be a dominant team. Hugh, where do you come down on all this? My perspective is this: we're looking for answers, and it's right in front of us. We can't run the football. What's the biggest issue with the offense, Hugh Douglas?
I think it's the passing game. And let me tell you why. Because as a defender, when I look at these things a lot of times, and I like the fact that, you know, we have so many different voices here at the station that played many different positions. You know, you got Ike and you got John Richard that played offense.
Yep.
But for me, when I look at this running game, when I look at this team, this offense as a whole, the thing that I always come down to is tendencies. And you talk about the success that this team had last year. Primarily, it was because they ran the football well.
Yes.
Extremely well.
Yes.
And that put them in position so that when they did throw, you know, it was, it was pretty decent. This year, I think there's been an overcommitment to stopping the run because of what Saquon did last year.
Right.
And the offense, the lack of the consistent passing game makes me not want to play the pass. Here's the thing. Like, if I'm a defender and I'm playing against this team, I know your strongest asset right now is your running game with Saquon Barkley, even though he's not running well, but I'm still playing you in that sense that I'm stopping the run.
Right.
The passing game, all season long when you look at it, if you just go back and just look at the numbers, has been up and down all season long.
Even to the point where it's like halves they're good and halves they're horrendous.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
It has not been consistent enough to make me respected enough. But I do know one thing, that you can run the ball if I give you the opportunity to. If like we like to say, if you're running against a light box, you know, one of them light boxes, you know, you can make some things happen. But if you put some guys up there and you know and you challenge those receivers, you know, the quarterback is risk averse. He's not going to take a whole lot of chance with the football. So I'm going to play heavy run against you, and I'll take my chance in the passing game. Yeah, you might make a couple of spectacular plays like the one Smitty made on the sideline.
That was
made
a hell of a catch.
A hell of an adjustment. Woo! And he caught it, hit him in his face mask, and he caught it. But those plays are few and far between, Joe. That's a fact. When you go look at all the games that we've had this year, you'll see a spattering of big-time passing plays in each one of those games, but not the consistency that you needed to be in order for me to respect it.
Yeah,
it's the passing game.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? What's the biggest problem with the offense? I mean, we can all be clear and frank and not have to beat around the bush. The offense has stunk this year. I mean, there's a reason their rankings are where they are, but they're the worst three and out team in pro football. They're in the bottom in terms of points per game. Their, you know, drives that end in a score percentage is down there with the Jets and the Saints. This is a bad offensive team right now. It shouldn't be. Based on personnel, at least we don't think it should be, but that's what they are. What's the biggest problem with this? And I just keep coming back to the running game was their get out of jail free card. It was their everything. And it really has been that since Sirianni and Hurts came together. The run game was the foundation of this thing. And then they threw it off of that, and Jalen made enough plays where they won games. But I even go to when things are right, the run game is wrong. Let's go to Sunday. They got up 21-0. They're the only team in pro football this year to blow a 14-point lead and a 21-point lead. The reason is because they can't run the clock out. You know, when you have a lead, you want to run the football to end the game. We can't even do that. Like I just kept sitting there on my couch Sunday when they were going three and out, up 14 points in the second half. I'm like, they're going to give the game back. They're going to give the game back. They can't sustain offense. They can't shorten these games. Last year, and I think back to that series they had late in the game against the Steelers last year when they won that game here in Philadelphia. They had a 10-minute drive to end the game because they could move the chains. They could run the football. That's out now. And until we get that back, I think we're going to keep struggling. 215-592-9494. Let's hear some national voices on what the hell's going on with this offense as we get ready for a Black Friday game. Let's hear Peter Schrager on with Pat McAfee a couple days ago talking about Kevin Petullo, and now his hands kind of maybe are tied here.
Here's what I'll say about Kevin Petullo. He comes from that Frank Reich tree. He comes there from Nick Sirianni.
What?
When he was with Phil Rivers and they were with the Colts, they used to throw the ball all over the yard, and Sirianni and Reich likes to throw the ball. They used to do motion. You're not seeing any of it. You're seeing basically, can AJ and Devontae go one-on-one? Can they make their plays? Can Saquon break a tackle? And that's the offense. This is not a guy who just woke up and was handed the job here. This is a guy who's had a career learning about offenses and designing offenses. And I don't think it's necessarily by design that this is the offense that it is. It seems like maybe this is what he thinks is their best chance to win, given what they've got at the quarterback spot and what they've got going with offense. Like, trust me, he knows how to do all the stuff that we see, all the bells and whistles. They're not even trying it. So that's the red flag to me. Like, why not give this offense a chance to do something creative? Why not give this offense a chance to run some of the exotic stuff that his offenses have run before?
What do you have?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I told you so, Doug. Let's say 10-10?
No, I ain't saying nothing, man. It's just interesting, the wording and the way that he's framing it, you know, and it's almost like he's trying to say that this offense, for whatever reason, is handicapped. It's hamstrung. And we don't know why.
Well, we might. I mean, so my content, I guess pushback would be it's always been that. Like I guess for me, the passing game hasn't become more limited. It's just we can't run the ball to help the passing game out. And I think that's a huge part of this. On the other side, another national voice talking about the other side of this game on Sunday. Listen to Dan Orlovsky, the way he spoke about the Bears offense. Ben Johnson now running it. Caleb Williams, the quarterback.
The coach will tell you exactly what he thinks of the player by the plays that he calls. And right now, the playbook is wide open in Chicago. And that's a total credit, certainly, to the quarterback. You want to run the football? Great. You want to go hardball, play action out of the gun? Great. They can get an empty and throw it on the goal line, and he's quick and decisive. I think the biggest thing for me, D-Butt, outside of that, what I'm just talking about is, like, the playbook is so wide open.
It was interesting to hear a former quarterback, Orlovsky, obviously a former quarterback, saying that the play calling will tell you what the coaches think of the players.
It does.
Of course it does.
Because there were certain things we didn't run defensively because I just didn't want to run them. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, and that's not schematically. That's more like certain like defenses we were in. Like we were in a defense we used to call elephant package. That's where you had the bigger defensive ends.
Right.
Because I was on a smaller size, they didn't have me out there. You know what I mean? And it's you have to see. This is where I implore people to kind of listen to what's being said, because if there's limitations in somebody's ability to do some things, then it limits what you can do offensively or defensively for that matter. I mean, that's a fact. When you know, like, we've heard for weeks, whether it's been Dan Orlovsky, it's been Chad Ochocinco, or anybody else, that these receivers are running certain routes that they're predictable. Mm-hmm. And we've seen for the last couple of weeks that these routes have been stagnant. They've been the same. What does that tell you? That tells you that they're not comfortable. As a matter of fact, we were talking about it this morning. 3rd and 2. They don't do the tush push.
The last offensive play they had, where Jalen got sacked on Sunday.
Yes,
yeah.
It's there's a disconnect somewhere with this offense, and I don't know where it is. I don't understand what it is, but it's been the same. This offense hasn't evolved since I've been here.
So that I agree with. And I think that part of it is they're stuck on what they used to be and they can't figure out what to do now. I just look at it like this. For 5 years or 4 years, they ran the ball well and Jalen was good enough, smart enough off of that to throw it enough to win. They can't run now, and that's putting a lot of strain on the passing game. But to me, the passing game is what it always has been. The running game is the big difference. Kyle, where do you come down as we are now 11 games into a season where the offense has stunk? Why?
Yeah, and we got a long weekend coming up, so I might as well just piss everybody off.
Go ahead.
The run game stinks, but it's putting the spotlight on what's really holding the offense back.
Here we go.
And it's the quarterback. Like you said, this is the same exact passing offense that it was last season. The only difference is we don't have a running game.
Yep.
Like, Hurts is on pace for, I guess, 3,500 yards this season, which is, like, you know, it's better than last year. It's not a bad yardage total by his standards. But guess what? It's not enough when the run game's not good.
If we
had an elite passing game, it would be able to make up for the deficiencies of the run game. I look at a team like Cincinnati last year, who wasn't a very good team, but they were bottom of the league in rushing. You know what they were? Still top 10 in total offense. Yeah, you know why?
Pass again.
Because they had a quarterback that could make up for the deficiencies of the offense. I mean, we don't have that. Like, I'm sort of with you in that if you just, how long can we ignore what everyone's saying that watches the tape? And I know everyone loves to blame Kevin Bitullo, but very clearly, these offensive coaches, their hands are tied because of the limitations of the quarterback. Dan Orlovsky just said it. The Chicago Bears have no issues throwing the ball down the field and doing all this crazy stuff on the offense because they trust the quarterback. The writing's on the wall with what's going on here with this offense. It's been clear for a while.
I see both of your points. I still think we'd be a top 10 offense if we could run the football at just an effective level or a top half of the league offense. We are a bad offense because we're now in 3rd and 8 every time, and Jalen's not going to rescue us from 3rd and 8 every time.
Like we always talk about, you know, throwing a football. If your bread and butter in any offense is your running game,
yep.
Right? And it the running game helps provide balance to the offense, and the passing game helps open up the running game.
They should work in concert.
They should, because I remember being in games where we would play teams that would run the ball heavy, and when we stopped the run. If we started getting beat with the pass, now we're in a tizzy, mm-hmm. because you don't know what, you know what I mean? A lot of times when I watch these teams play the Eagles, they stay committed to the run. They stay committed to stopping the run, I should say.
Well, let's go back to Sunday, because it seemed like early on, Hugh, when the Cowboys put the 5 guys on the line, the Eagles threw off of that, right? Jalen mentioned it. Petullo's mentioned it. They've all talked about, like, hey, our reaction to that was, hey, they got 5 guys on the line. Let's throw. And throwing worked earlier. You know what they didn't do? The Cowboys didn't stop doing it. The Cowboys didn't stop doing it. And then the Eagles tried to run the clock out, and they couldn't do it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? We are 11 games in. There's a huge one coming up. We'll talk about this Bears game as the show goes along today. Huge one coming up on Friday. The offense stinks. What's the biggest reason? And today, Look, we've all said our piece on Petullo, and we know he's an inexperienced coordinator. We're talking about the run game or the pass game. Like, what element of the team is really the problem here that is holding the offense back, besides just the guy calling the plays in? I think it's the run game. I think that was always their bread and butter. They don't have that, and it's exposing things. Let's go to the phone lines here. We start with Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today? Happy
what up, Mike? What up, Mike?
Good morning, Will. What's up?
Listen, man, you know, always got to, you know, be the solution to every problem, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I want to say. Before the season even started, if I was the coach in the locker room, this is what I would have said. Every team has built their team to stop us. They paid the top players. They got big names and everything to stop us because we're the champions, right? The main thing, I would have took a quote out of the movie. The hunt is on, and guess who's the prey? We are. Mm. Every team is going to be gunning for us. Every team has studied the tapes. Every team knows that we was a smash mouth team because that year the running game was supposed to be. Because nobody expected. Because for the last 3-4 years, everything been passing. Pass. That's what the stats was built off of. And now we incorporated the run. And now they trying to stop it. But this is the thing, right? Now, Saquon, you have to – the biggest thing that's wrong with this offense is they're mentally tapped out. And you know why I'm going to say this? Because every single day, all they heard is, oh, Saquon lost his step. Oh, the offensive line is tired. They wore down. They beat. Everything that we could say possibly is wrong with our offense, they started to believe. But now it's time to prove them wrong. You dig what I'm saying? All that talk and all that. Listen, it's time to mentally tap back in because y'all been mentally tapped out. All y'all got to do is start believing, especially Saquon. I think he lost his confidence. It's time to get it back, bro. You hesitating in the backfield too long. All that pitter-patting, instead of stepping, hit the damn hole. That's what Vince is doing. And guess what? This is the team to beat, man. The time is now. You about to make history. We got a destiny to fulfill. The whole entire season, everybody said, we can't do this. We can't do that. The defense, the offense is wore out. Saquon, you lost the step. But guess what? All that is BS. Because y'all can prove it. Saquon, you ain't lose no step. You lost your confidence. But now it's time to get it back, baby. Because you got to believe in your offensive line. You got to believe in your quarterback. You got to believe in your coach, KP. It's time to put this game together, baby. If you put up 21 points in one quarter, you can put up 45 points or 50 in the whole game. You just gotta get the right game play together. And the only way we can do that is if we play together. And the whole thing is, listen, every team is starting points. But right now, this Friday, we're going to show everybody in the world that we are the defending Super Bowl champ. And if you want what we got, you got to take it. It ain't no more us giving anything away. The only way we lose is if we beat ourselves. And we're not doing that anymore. Because you know what? This team is finally going to pull together. We have to win as a team. Together, all that single it out, everybody, that's over with. Now, we are in the position to become a better team, to repeat, to be a repeat Super Bowl champion. And even so, everybody is still doubting, we're going to show the world that we are the best team. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end it, baby. AJ, we need you to stay in your lane. We need you to run the lane, man. Get your 15 yards and get it, baby. We need you, Saquon, to step up and get your confidence back and start running through these dudes. Smith, we know what you're going to do, baby. You're going to go deep for the deep ball, and you're going to catch it. AJ, Jalen, you already know what you got to do. Play your game, baby.
get what you've been saying. It's all about winning. And all we do in Philadelphia is win. And what we're going to do this Friday, we're going to turn it to Corral, and we're going to start winning, and we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Love you, buddy. Wow. The Take Police are on the way. We appreciate the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's a great way to end that with the
That was awesome. Yeah, they're coming to take him away.
That sounds like some real Philadelphia.
If they heard him yelling, and they're like, uh-oh. Gotta go get
take him
guy.
Away. The Take Police are on the way. You know, I know the Eagles and most of these teams, they hype for either a former player or someone famous to voice the hype video before the playoffs. I vote Will. I mean, he's been our hype guy all year.
He's dynamite.
He's awesome. He'd be great at it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we'll get you set for Combo-Con coming up with your phone calls on all this. What's really the problem with the Eagles offense? Is it the run game? Or is it the pass game? For me, it's I think sometimes the simple answer is the real answer. The run game stinks, and everything goes off of that. They can't run it. Hugh thinks the pass game up and downs are really limiting everything. Where do you come down on this? 215-592-9494. You hear from Jalen Hurts next on the team's identity. Not sure what that is right now. And what Chris Long says he thinks is really holding this offense back. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, and then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. All right, let's go with a Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown. Let's go with, how about a George Pickens anytime? And then we go Derrick Henry in the nightcap tomorrow. So grab your crew, start your build, and get on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.